Welcome to Blues Roots with Big Daddy Cade, where we bring you the best of the blues and everything that comes with it. Join us as we groove, jam, and chat with some of the hottest local as well as national and global artists around. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our host, Big Daddy Cade.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, well, put your ears on out there because we're coming to you guys, WVFFradio.com, 97.7, y'all. Looky here, we got a few things coming up that we're going to talk about on the show today, and we have three special guests today. You don't want to miss this right here, so turn your radio up so your neighbors can hear what's going on, too, from your house. Now, looky here. Check this here out. This is what's going down right here. I got to introduce my co-host, which is Bootsy. Say hello,
hello,
Bootsy.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Yeah. Now, looky here, y'all. This is what we're going to do. First, before we do anything, we are going to talk about what's happening at the Patriots Club. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff going on right here. I think that deserves a drum roll.
A drum roll, yes.
Explosion. That's Patriots, though. Patriots mean fireworks and drum.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And drum rolls, too, right?
Yeah. Well, not so much going on right now at the moment, but that is a nice intro. But
thank you.
Now we have open mic on Thursday nights from 5 to 9:30, and then on Friday nights we have individual entertainers come in. And you can always get you a ribeye steak for two with two glasses of wine and two baked potatoes and two salads for $39.95.
That's
deal.
A good deal.
Yeah.
Dave, you have a great deal going on there.
Yeah.
And guys, if you're on a tight budget, did you hear the price again? Say it again, Dave.
$39.95 feeds both of you a very high-class meal with a glass of wine. And your entertainers on Thursday get a hamburger plate with a beer or a soda for $5.
There you go.
All right. Sounds I think good. We need to say that one more time because there's a lot of people on budgets out there right now.
Yeah, a lot of entertainers.
That is true.
You get your hamburger plate with fries and a domestic beer or soda for $5 if you play.
That's right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the man who makes it happen behind the scene, he don't have a last name. His name is John. Yeah, let's put it together for John, y'all. All right. Now, some people out there probably asking, well, Big Daddy, you done said about the food and everything. Where is the address to the place? Hang on. I got you coming right now. 286 Pumpkin Girl Lane, Cottageville. And I'm going to say that again, so get your ear close to your radio. 286 Pumpkin Girl Lane, Cottageville, y'all. Come and get you some. And right about now, we're getting ready to start our show. And what we're going to do here, we're going to start out. I'm going to introduce to you a very nice lady, young lady. How's a young lady?
Young lady. She's okay, absolutely young lady. Very young.
Young lady. Okay.
That's a relevant term, you know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, Dave. I like the job.
And you don't bring her sidekick in here? Mr. Patrick, y'all. He stands about 6'6", and a lot of muscles. That's right. Yeah, and the man who runs it all, who owns all of this good stuff right here, allow me to do what I do on the radio station. Me and my wife on a Tuesday. It's Dave, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about him, what he does around here on this station. And we're also somewhere down the line, we're trying to put on a big festival out here with different kinds of music, not just blues, not just rock, not just country. We bring it all in, especially with local entertainers. Original materials, so we're getting ready to rock and roll down here. This is going to be a hot spot, so you guys just hang on. We're getting ready to start this here thing right now. I'm going to start this out with you, Michelle. All right, tell us a little bit about you and what's going on, what's happening with you. She is a club owner.
Yep,
Club 61. Very nice club owner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very nice, yes.
Yeah, but sometime you can get the principal.
The principal comes out of her.
The principal.
I've heard about it.
And you can get the Michelle.
Yeah. Just be nice and you'll
one
get
or the
Michelle.
Other. One or the other.
That's right.
That's right.
Be nice, be kind. So, that's her rules.
That's right. So tell me, Michelle, what's happening as far as, you know, upcoming events? Do you have anything going on as far as specials and things like that?
We have so much going on at the
that's
club.
Great.
Every day we have something going on.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, live music, team trivia, music trivia, karaoke, bands. We're making a big push right now on Sunday afternoons with live music, acoustic, single or duos from 2 to 5 every Sunday afternoon, weather permitting.
Mm-hmm.
That's our big push right now.
That's great.
But we do have a steak night on Friday, but Dave, we don't have those prices. And I unfortunately, we can't match that. That's a really good deal, and I appreciate that because everybody is on a budget. But yeah, we have a lot happening, and the biggest thing we have coming up next is our we have something called Rockpile Honor Awards.
Okay.
And that is on June 8th.
Okay.
It starts at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And Rockpile has voted best band, best new band, quite a few categories. And they'll be executing that on Sunday, June 8th.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
If we're back from our tour, we should go and check that out.
We won't be back.
We won't be back. Okay. All right. But yeah. That sounds really, really good, Michelle. I like that. I like that. So what made you get into the bar business or club business? Let me say it that way.
I was actually at a turning point in my life. I was living in New York City and was not happy where I was. Always loved Charleston and said I wanted to do something different. And when I moved down here, I had a management job with Sam's Club, Walmart, and wasn't doing anything for me. And had an opportunity to buy a bar, and I love live music. That's
right.
Really why I wanted to get into the bar business.
Right.
And opportunity presented itself and started it up.
I understand, like I say, most of the musicians in the area around there, and that knows that you support all your live entertainment very well.
Absolutely.
And that's all that, you know, I get from great feedback, that you and Patrick are a great team.
Nice.
And he's one who promotes and look for the best entertainment for the both of you guys, for you, for your establishment and what he hears. And I think he's got pretty good taste, you know.
And, well, you know.
Here and there.
It's questionable.
Oh.
But the principal does have the final to say. So, no, Patrick's amazing for us. He does a lot.
It can't be any worse than me. I'm in the club one day. And I hear the Hokey Pokey being sung on my stage.
As long as you weren't out there dancing it, Dave, we'll let it go.
He might have been, though. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I heard, now rumor, I don't know how far true it is, but I heard that she was in college and she was a excellent three-point shooter.
Yeah, basketball
outside,
star. I heard the same thing.
I heard that she was good. One of the best three-pointers the team had.
Well, you know what they say about when you hear something from other people. I was not a three-point shooter. And, in fact, I'm going to date myself. The year I graduated is when they put the three-point line in. So, no, that wasn't my forte.
I heard she's honest, isn't she?
Well, it's good to have somebody honest on the show, right?
Oh, yeah, Young was relevant.
Okay, Dave, I'm going to remember that.
Patrick, tell me a little bit about you. You do a great job working behind the bar and the scene, checking out the live entertainment to come in. You have a good ear for listening for people who can bring something positive to the Pub 61. So how did you come by getting involved with that? I mean, because, you know, people say great things about you, too.
I'm born and raised in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
I moved away for a long time. Met my wife, and we decided to move back.
Okay.
I was back in my neighborhood, back in my area, Highway 61, where I'm from.
Right.
Stopped into the pub, and I liked it. I said, hey, I bartended for years. along with other jobs I've had. And I got a shot, started back in the kitchen, and proved myself. And within a matter of months, I was already bartending and cooking. Went to bartending, went back to cooking, picked up cooking shifts, picked up bar shifts. And it just slowly evolved into a little bit more. And
okay.
I'm one of those people that, like, if I see something needs to be done or I feel like I can fill a void on something that's not, maybe not, no one's noticing,
right,
I just do it. So I was never assigned the position to do anything.
Right.
Anything that I do, I just pretty much started doing it and said, hey, Michelle, look, and it's beneficial to the club or to the bar, to the pub.
Right.
So I just kept doing it.
Well, you do a great job.
Making flyers for bands, promoting bands. I know a lot of bars, they don't promote the acts coming in. They leave that up to them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're coming into the Pub on 61, you will for sure be pushed on three different social media outlets by myself.
Right. That's really cool.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
By himself.
Yes.
I am technologically challenged at best. And Patrick does an amazing job of promoting the bar selflessly. I mean, he doesn't get paid for doing what he does, but he's one of the hardest working people I've ever worked with, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
But he is all about everybody succeeding, and I love that. That is a philosophy that we have at the Pub on 61, and it's about doing good things and having good things come from that effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has a work ethic that I've never seen by anybody.
Oh, that's quite an honor. Yeah.
And as I said to you before, when we met you in your club, Michelle, we said that on the radio here, what I do when I bring people in, I talk about what's going on in current events. So if you have something, you call me. I'm on the radio station here with my wife, Boussé, and we talk about the events, what's coming up. Say, hey, Big Daddy, this is what I got. Because this goes a long way. You know, it goes around here, everywhere, and then the podcast, it's really way out there. When you say, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Way, way, way out there.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so, yeah, this is a good media to use, too, as far as if you got something coming up, and you know that we're going to be on the show, and so it's pretty cool. Yeah. So what we're going to do is right now turn it over to the man who owns all of this here. Nice stuff around here. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a little bit about him. What I know. He is one of the great Elvis singers. I've heard many Elvis Presley entertainers. I worked for Legends in Concert. When you had to sing like Shania Twain, Willie Nelson, and everywhere else, I was a B.B. King impersonator. Prince, Michael Jackson. You had to be spot on. And this man, for my ears and what I hear, do a great job. Willie Nelson, spot on.
Right. Yes.
And to let you know a little bit about him, we're going to turn the mic over to him. I'm going to ask you a question, Dave. How did you get into the Elvis Presley entertainment?
Elvis, years ago I noticed I could imitate people. It's got a whole bunch of voices in here. Even got a Tammy Wynette sometimes. But,
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah. Stand by your man. But no, my mother always, she'd hear me sing Elvis, man, you sound just like Elvis. And when I opened up the Red Brick over in Cottageville, he got the stage there. You know what, I'm going to do it. Now, you know, I think I had a bad moment. And I went online and bought a $2,000 Elvis costume, and I had to do it then. Don't ever get depressed and go on Marketplace.
And ladies and gents, he do a great job. Radio viewers, if you guys want to hear him do a little bit of Elvis Presley, just sing a little bit of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Dave, give him a little bit of Elvis.
Put me on the spot here. No music.
Yeah.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Hey, that's not there my you best. Go.
On the spot.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the next artist, before, you know, we finish, we go take a break. We're going to do, I think we will wait till we come back to that for Willie.
Yeah, Willie.
Okay. What we're going to do right now, we're going to talk about Dave with the resort.
Yeah.
How did you wind up getting involved with the resort and things
like
that?
Well, it's not so much a resort, is it? It's a campground.
Campground?
And
okay.
When I retired in 2009, I had this property, and I just created something that would supplement my retirement. And then, like I said, I got the I had the Cowboy Church here. I'm a pastor. And,
oh, okay.
The Cowboy Church here for years, and I opened up the restaurant in Cottageville, and it kind of took away my time, and the things you're supposed to do sometimes you don't do, and other things take their place. But I had more business in Cottageville than I wanted.
Right.
And so I sold it. I didn't want all of that because staff are difficult to deal with. You can't find anybody that's going to do everything that you need them to do. I wish I could have found somebody like him.
She ain't going to give him up.
I feel sorry for the guy that bought the Red Brick because he has more business than I had. Mm. And I was only open 20 hours a week.
Right.
But it was packed the entire time. But wow. I missed the entertainment. I miss the open mics that we had there. I always had something going on, the Elvis show, the Johnny Cash show, the Willie show. So I come over here, I still had this building, and so I opened this one up. And we're only open two nights a week,
mm-hmm.
you know, 8 hours a week, 10 hours a week. And that's good. I get to see all my musician friends. I love people. I get to see my people.
Right, right.
And it's just enough where I will probably keep it going, even though I'm the owner and the cook and this and that, and take out the trash, and it's just, you know, that part I don't like. But you can never get away from the cooking, can you? Never.
Or the janitorial work.
I remember the Red Brick. This pack, I'm up on stage doing Elvis, and the staff from the kitchen drags me into the kitchen. And the whole time I'm in there, I'm worried, am I going to get tomato sauce on this soup?
Oh, my goodness.
But that's basically what it is. It's just, I don't make any money at the club. I just like the people. I love the people. I love entertaining. And one of these days, I'm going to find the right cook, and I'm going to get to entertain more.
There you go. That's all right.
Patrick, you're not available.
I had spoken to you a while back about trying to put together an event down here on your property. You told me, so you were looking at some areas where we could put together a concert.
Yeah.
In time.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that would be great, you know, because we're going to bring in some everything, just not one style.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple acres over here next to the club that I'm going to develop into a little park-like area.
Right.
And as soon as that can get accomplished, then we have a busy schedule, but as soon as it's on my schedule.
Okay.
To start 6 months ago, as soon as I can get it done, I would like to have things like that.
That'll be wonderful. A lot of stuff for people to see and do. Yes, my dear.
Yes, you in the green.
Dave, if that's retirement, I need a new job because I'm not looking forward to working that hard in my retirement years.
I was a defense contractor for years. And then I retired, and now I work harder than I've ever worked in my life.
And it's true. When you retire, you actually keep going working harder. Mm-hmm. That is so true.
I have found I never learned how to enjoy life. I love entertaining, but other than that, I don't know how to enjoy life other than work.
Mm-hmm.
I like to work.
I agree with you on that. That's a really hard...
It's a curse, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. He's the same way.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to put yourself first and not everything else.
Well, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here, about 5 or 10 minutes, and we're going to come back and do our thing. Like I say, the man behind the scene does everything, and you don't see him, and he don't have a last name, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for John. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back.
Time to take a quick break, but don't go too far. More blues and good times coming up after these messages. Stay tuned.